your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
It's the Life Songs Morning Show. Hey, I'm Josh, and you may be preparing a feast for friends and family, or maybe a more intimate gathering this Thanksgiving, but one thing's for sure, there's going to be a butterball turkey on your table, which is why I'm calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline to talk with my friend Bill from Butterball to get everything we need to know about turkeys. I'm excited. The holidays are here. It feels like fall. I'm ready for a turkey, but I don't know exactly how much turkey to prepare.
Well, it's a big question that we get from folks when they call us. 2 pounds is the benchmark, what we say per person when you're trying to determine how much turkey to purchase.
My family is usually a fight for the dark meat. How about yours?
Kind of the same way. You know, we've kind of transformed into really appreciating the dark meat over the last several years. It used to be all white, but now it seems like, you know, I really like it. It's got a different texture to it. It's usually a little bit juicier. So, yeah, I'm with you. I really prefer it.
How long will it take me to defrost a 20-pound bird?
There's two ways to thaw a turkey. The recommended way is to thaw it in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
That is the safest way to do it. It's the easiest way to do it because it doesn't take any babysitting. You just put it in there. But a 20-pound turkey is going to take about 4 to 5 days to thaw in the refrigerator.
Okay, so I don't have time for that. What do I do?
You don't have time for that, but there is hope. Yeah, there is hope. You can go to our second method, which is the thaw using the cold water method. Simply leave the turkey in the wrapper, put it into a clean kitchen sink, fill the sink with cold water, cold tap water, and you want to change that water every 30 minutes because that will expedite it. That is going to take about 9 to 11 hours.
2020 has been a year of changes for everybody. It's had lots of complications, but out of that, necessity has been the mother of innovation for a lot of different aspects of life. Have there been any new creative ways to prepare a Thanksgiving turkey that have kind of trended upwards this year?
One of the things that's come across as a popular way is to spatchcock a turkey, which is take that turkey and remove the backbone and lay that turkey out and on the grill, or you could even do it in the oven. And it's a way to cook a turkey fast. It speeds up the process. It takes a little bit more butcher work, too, to do it. And, of course, deep frying a turkey is always popular because that's another way to do it quickly. But there are some safety precautions you need to keep in mind when you're doing that as well.
We're down here in Southeast Louisiana. I got a buddy who likes to crawfish boil his turkey. And he says it looks weird, but it tastes amazing. So might have to give that a try, too. The day after Thanksgiving is really when I appreciate the turkey the most. Yes, it's beautiful on the table for Thanksgiving, but the leftovers are the best. What goes on your perfect leftover turkey sandwich?
You know, I'm an old-fashioned guy, and I just like mayonnaise. I can't have a turkey sandwich without mayonnaise. I put mayonnaise on there. If I want something a little bit different, I put some greens on there, some kind of spring mix. But if I have mayonnaise, it's really the perfect turkey sandwich to me.
So, Bill, how can our friends and family get some help during the preparation time for Thanksgiving?
Number one, of course, is the backbone of what we do, which is the talk line. They can reach us here at Butterball at 1-800-BUTTERBALL or 1-800-288-8372 is our number. We're here 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. They could also text us their questions. They could text us at 844-877-3456. The website has been improved this year to give us even more how-to videos and recipes for not only turkey, but for side dishes on butterball.com. And finally, the Butterball skill to Alexa in your kitchen, and you're in the middle of it and your hands are in the turkey or in something else while you're preparing side dishes and you don't want to pick up the phone to call somebody. Just ask Alexa and say, open Butterball, and you can go ahead and get your questions answered there as well.
That's awesome. Way to be innovative. Bill from Butterball, thank you for taking some time to talk us through preparations for Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks for having me on, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
The thrill of hope. Merry Christmas on Uplifting Life Songs.